Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 6 with the wonderful Mishnah Elucidated, the commentary from the Art Scroll Sefer, the Mishnah Elucidated, a phrase-by-phrase simplified translation with a basic commentary, of course, not simplified or basic in any respect. The book family edition of Seder Nezikin from Maseches Avos. We are in Chapter 1, Paragraph 9, Perek Aleph Mishnah Tet. Again, we're going to miss a couple of days next week because of Rosh Hashanah. Shabbat Shana Tova Metuka for everyone. Written and sealed in the Book of Life for this year and many years that may have been from Shana. So let's look what it says over here. Shimon ben Shatach Omer have mar be lachakor es ha'edim ve'heve zahir bedevarecha. Shema mitocham yilmadu l'shaker. Shimon ben Shatach says, question witnesses at length, but be careful with your words as you question them, so that they not learn from them to lie. We want to make sure that we are dealing with the witnesses properly, and they know what to do, and they know what to talk about, and they're not involved in any sheker on any aspect. The girlie agrees as the co-host in the background. So question those witnesses at length and make sure what they learn from you. We don't want them to lie. This Mishnah, too, is addressing judges. When you question witnesses, ask them many questions to make sure they are telling the truth. If they are false witnesses, the more information they provide, the more likely it is that they will contradict each other. The testimony will not be accepted, as Rabbeinu Yonah points out. When you ask your questions, be careful not to give any clues as to what type of testimony you are likely to accept. For example, do not ask, perhaps this incident happened in such and such a way, since this might cause witnesses to say something that is not true if they think that it will make their testimony more believable. The same is true when questioning the parties to the case about their claims, as Rav points out. So the idea being, we've got to question witnesses at length, and this is like the idea we talked about yesterday. When your kids come to you, or others come to you, or you're dealing with children, or dealing with people in general, when they come to you and they bring a situation to you, they bring something that happened to you, how do you talk about that to them? How do you involve with them? How do you interact with them? Do you question them? Do you try to get to the truth of the matter? Do you get to the bottom of the matter? Are you careful with your words? In general, though, we should be very careful with our words. We're only given a certain amount of words to use in our life. We should be zoch to have many words on Mevas from Shana, but wasted words, idle words, as Pirkei Avos talks about elsewhere, is not good. In general, in life, we don't want to waste words. We don't want to use up any words we might have. We want to make sure to keep those words and use those words. Be careful with the words, not just in interrogating others, but in ourselves. How do you use your words when we talk to people, interact with people? Don't use derogatory words. Don't use negative words. Don't use mean words. What is wrong with you? Are you ridiculous? What is the matter with you? Is there something wrong with your brain? I can't believe you would do such a thing. Are you out of this world crazy? Are you an alien? You know, none of these words, none of these things are helpful. None of these things are good that should be not used. Many of us have seen and received so many things from so many aspects of our life, including coworkers and bosses and the like. We don't want this kind of things. Don't ever use those kind of words either. Be careful with your words as you use them, as you talk to others, as you question others, as you interact with others. And make sure not to be involved in the lies that are abounding, especially in society or at large. Do whatever we can to be as close to the truth as possible. Obviously, there's an idea of shalom bias and aspects of that as well, as we learn from Avram and Sarah. But in general, what can we do to make sure we are good with our words, good with our ways, and good with dealing with others around us? A shorter Mishnah today, but still wonderful, as always, on the TTPA. Join us next time as we talk about loving work here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.